The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking how to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Found you. It's Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway in the ReliefFactor.com studio. It is convention week for the Republicans. Opening on a sad note in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There had been rioting all last night and pretty destructive rioting at that following the shooting of a domestic violence suspect who was refusing to follow police orders, getting into his car. Police opened fire. He died. He was black. Kenosha, which is not, it's a 89-91% white city. It's a suburb. It exploded. It does not have, it's not a history of violent behavior. It exploded last night as the small police department was overwhelmed. We'll follow that story throughout the day. The big story of the day is that the convention is underway. They will gather at 9 a.m. in some place in Charlotte to nominate the president officially. And then the speeches begin tonight. I hope the networks give as much attention to the Republicans as they did the Democrats. But that's doubtful because the networks hate the president so much. Luckily, I did get a Washington Post column in yesterday afternoon to open it up. It is it's just obviously popular given the thousands of comments that have rolled in. So I thought I would share it with you to open convention week. The 2016 Republican convention was packed with skeptics, including me, I begin my column with. And by the way, all you have to do is go to WashingtonPost.com. It's upper right-hand corner. Nearly 100% of the vast throng of journalists in attendance doubted that candidate Trump could win, including me. Trump had his fervent supporters, but it was oh so easy to find delegates, not reporters, delegates, who thought that the party was hurtling towards a 1964-style catastrophe. Some longtime party loyalists simply refused to believe Trump's promises, especially his commitment to make appointments to the Supreme Court and the federal appeals courts in the mold of Justice Antonin Scalia. Would he truly fund the military? What did Trump know of deregulation or national security? Could Trump's aggressive, bare-knuckled style of counterpunching offend everyone before the ballots were cast? Polls didn't predict a blowout for Hillary, but smart guys with models had Hillary Clinton's chances of winning at 85% or even higher. Republicans had a terrific time in Cleveland. It's a great city for a convention, but it's close to my hometown, so I'm biased. But the conventional wisdom that Trump was doomed dominated the convention. So it's a shame that the Charlotte convention is off. What a contrast it would have been to the gathering in Cleveland, full of, if not converts, then astonished party regulars. By God, he delivered. They'd find 100 ways to say that. Almost all media elites still loathe Trump, even more intensely than 4 years ago. It's hard to find broadcasts on stations other than Fox News that are remotely fair, though a handful of major figures remain balanced. Former Trump skeptics like me have been persuaded that he will do what he promises, but he won't change. a second Trump term will be rhetorically the same as the first. Military budgets will be the same. Judicial nominees the same. Deregulation efforts will continue. Taxes will stay where they are. In a second Trump term, confrontation with the Chinese Communist Party would sharpen and possibly increase as clear-eyed appraisal of the CCP takes root. Tariffs on our allies and unhinged traditional free traders should fade, but those ringing China will remain as our Navy's buildup continues. Our exit from Afghanistan will be completed and our footprint in Iraq reduced. The peace accord between the United Arab Emirates and Israel is the first fruit of Trump's peace plan for the region. The deal itself was birthed from the regional yawn that followed after Trump moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Trump himself may or may not relax in a second term. The FBI machinations against Trump, though limited to a handful of actors, and the absurdity of the Mueller investigation and the impeachment proceedings have become clear. Notice how little time Democrats spent on those last week. The virus will recede, driven back by new therapies, if not a vaccine. The regard most Americans have for themselves and others will end politicization of the pandemic. No matter who wins in November, schools will reopen and commerce, except for that which is permanently migrated online, will return to the streets. The astonishing pace of housing starts in July is a critically revealing detail. The pent-up demand the president predicted in the spring has arrived, just like the expected V-shaped rebound in the markets. Employment is returning. We have to plan for the next virus outbreak. Others are certain to follow. If Trump closes the borders again, no one will call him xenophobic. When the border wall is complete, and perhaps even sooner, regularization not just of Dreamers, but of all nonviolent immigrants in the country can proceed. Trump has been ready to strike that deal for 4 years. Manufacturing incentives are poised to draw factories back to the heartland, and big tech will find it necessary to invest in America, not faraway countries. Later, politics will shift towards 2024 as a dozen Republicans begin to position themselves to succeed Trump and as AOC, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, completes her lightning takeover of the Democratic Party, presumably beating Charles Schumer in 2022 as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi exits stage way left. The Trump realignment would be complete. That's what would have been the discussion in Charlotte or Jacksonville, Florida, and it is still the discussion among center-right talking heads. Manhattan and Beltway media elites remain largely unaware or purposely indifferent to the vast change Trump has overseen. So blinded are they by rage at him personally that they have abandoned journalism for vendetta. Their anger does not matter. Donald Trump won't change. Neither will his policies nor the lasting benefits they have brought. The cost of the pandemic is high, but fair Americans don't blame Trump. They are calculating their future security, prosperity, and crucially, freedom. Freedom is the undervalued variable in the 2020 election calculations. Americans love their freedom, and Trump, like every GOP nominee of my lifetime, is freedom's candidate. Now, that's my column in the Post. I want you to send it everywhere because it's a great opening argument for the Republicans. And I think if you also go and find the Wall Street Journal column, which I'll get to in the next segment, Trump's second term opening, you have the second best essay of the day. Mine's over at WashingtonPost.com. There is at the opinion section of the journal. Now, let me check the markets early, brought to you by Birch Gold. HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. When I was doing my show prep this morning, I came to the Wall Street Journal on gold. ETF boom fuels gold's sharp rise. The 2020 gold rush in markets is starting to unnerve even some longtime fans of precious metals. Gold futures are near records, up 28% for the year. You should have listened to me. You should have listened to me. Gold this morning is trading at, let me see, 1,956. I bought some last week to add to the safety deposit box. A lot of people use their retirement accounts. That's what Birch Gold specializes in. They help you roll over 10 to 25% of your retirement into an actual physical metals vault. And they manage and maintain that for you. And it doesn't matter if it goes up or down. Gold never goes way down, and it can go way up in eras of hyperinflation. So it's good to be diversified. That's why I bought it last week when it touched 2,000. I said, time to buy some gold, so I did. And you can go to HughGold.com and do that as well, though they don't do, you know, $300 orders. They're significant orders. They are going to be there for you, but you have to go to HughGold.com. ETF boom fuels gold. Sharps rise? No. Uncertainty did. Monetary stimulus did. The vast amount of money that poured into recovery and rescue packages around the globe is fueling gold's rise. And it's not going to stop. So please get diversified. The 10-year Treasury is still below 0.65. And all across the world this morning, markets are singing. I think it's because Trump's numbers look good over the weekend. Japan is up. Hong Kong up 1.75%, England up 1.75%, Germany up 2.25%. We, of course, it's in the morning. We have no idea how the night will be on the American market. But gold is where you got to put some of your money. Put it in a safety deposit box. Don't keep it at home. Go to HughGold.com or text my name, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Then come right back here and I'll tell you not only my incredible wisdom over at TheWashingtonPost.com, but the incredible wisdom of the Wall Street Journal. As we kick off convention week for the Republicans here on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour, America. My number is 1-800-520-1234. Open up the phones, Harley and Ben. What do you expect this week? What do you expect to hear? Before we get going this week, I want to thank all of you and also appeal to those of you who have not yet gotten off your rear ends. The Food for the Poor campaign is entering its last 7 days. My colleagues and I have appealed to you to help Food for the Poor in a time of famine, absolute desperate famine, and you've really stepped up, and I appreciate it. But some of you intended to, and you haven't done it, and some of you think, I'm going to do that, and then you forget. Well, do it before you leave for work. By that, I mean, make a contribution. You go to HughHewitt.com, you scroll to the very top, let it load. It takes a second extra to load, and you'll see emergency food relief. That's for Food for the Poor, and they're getting rice and beans to the islands, to Central America, to South America. They work throughout South America where there is genuine, deep famine. Kids without food because of the virus shutting down, day labor shutting down everything. Colombia is just wrecked because they also have all the Venezuelan refugees from the dictatorship of Maduro. So it's the final 7 days. People have opened their heart after hearing from testimony like Natalie, a high school student from Atlanta, my 9:20 a.m. audience in Atlanta. One of your own, Natalie, went to Guatemala with Food for the Poor. At first, she was afraid she couldn't communicate with the children because of the language barrier.
But the second family we met, I just fell in love with this little girl named Camila. She placed two of her very own stickers on my hands. And it just struck me because even in her own despair and desperation and not having anything at all, she was still giving something to me. I just feel like we can take something from that. And even in our abundance, if she can give her two little stickers to me, we can give back to their community.
That's right. You who are listening right now can give back right now. All you have to do is go to HughHewitt.com. Click on that emergency food relief banner or phone your donation into 855-359-HOPE. That's 855-359-4673, but we know the Steelers fans prefer 855-359-HOPE. Just $37 feeds the starving children two meals a day for 6 months. Please be like Sarah. The emergency food relief banner is at HughHewitt.com. I need you now to look up, all you people who spent the weekend reading Brad Doerr's Near Dark, look up. I know it's a great book, but you got to look up. Wall Street Journal, Trump's second term opening. Democrats nearly exhausted the flattering adjectives in Roger's thesaurus last week as they described the kind of man Joe Biden is. Republicans respond this week by laying out the kind of country America could be if voters entrust them with another 4 years of leadership. Democrats want to make the election a referendum on Donald Trump's character, but it was striking that over 4 days they had precious little to say about their policies. They offered infomercials on gun violence, immigration, climate change, and racial justice that appealed to the young and the gentry left. But they offered little detail on how they'd help American workers. This opens the door to GOP to educate voters about the Democratic plans and to offer an alternative economic platform with broader appeal. On the former, the openings are many. Hostility to fossil fuels, much higher taxes, and vast new regulation and diktats on health care, energy, education, housing, and finance. But attacking the Biden agenda isn't enough, especially since Mr. Trump will also want to make the election all about himself. Presidential second terms are notoriously poor. The last second successful term was Ronald Reagan's. As his economic boom continued, the foreign policy fortitude cracked the Soviet Union. Voters are right to be skeptical of all Mr. Trump does is offer voters a first-term highlight reel or impeachment grievances. He needs to give voters reason to take a risk on him for another 4 years. So far, he hadn't done so, hasn't had an answer when he's been tossed the softball questions. Voters want to know what Mr. Trump and the GOP are going to do for them. That, by the way, is why my Washington Post column is important. He's going to continue the judges. He's going to continue the military spending, and he's not going to raise your taxes. Even the Journal says forestalling Mr. Biden's $3 trillion to $4 trillion tax increase is vital. But Mr. Trump could also promise action to spur growth. The temporary full expensing for business investment passed at the 2017 tax cuts start phasing out in 2023. It should be made permanent. Amen. He can also double down on regulation. Amen. Urban violence is a legitimate issue. Amen. And he's got to play offense on health care. Amen. Wall Street Journal and Hugh Hewitt, together they tell the Republicans, I hope, what they'll be saying. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Your calls are coming.
How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way? American pie. I can't stop singing along. Can you join in? Come on, are we more than just the slice of America?
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. So great to have you with us, John Androzic. Five for fighting in the background there.
There was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, just 20,000 lights swaying on a set of...
Well, cell phones have ruined everything, but they will not be ruining the speeches tonight. That's the good thing, the events, whatever they are. Republicans are live tonight. Great lineup. I looked at the lineup's release yesterday. I said they're going to kill the Democrats. They're actually going to crush the Democrats this week in messaging. I just think they're going to roll out messaging all week long. How'd the polls look? Frank Luntz was on with Fox with Jesse Waters yesterday. Cut number eight.
So it's always dangerous to do something right in the middle of a convention And it's particularly dangerous to talk about polling before the debates because so much can change. And we've had half of the elections going back to 1968, one half of them have seen a change of 10 points or more between the candidate who's leading on Labor Day and what happens on Election Day. So I say to people, take them with a grain of salt. Take a look at the movement, at the change between surveys over a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. And the trend for Donald Trump has actually been favorable. It's been positive over the last 3-4 weeks. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to bother you and may bother some of your viewers. I still believe that if the election were held right now, were held today, Joe Biden would win. But we've got the Republican convention coming up. We got the debates coming up. And the trend is definitely over the past couple weeks in Donald Trump's favor.
That's what you want to hear. Frank is reliable. Frank is a friend of mine, of course, but he is a very reliable. He does not spin. Jason Miller is the president's comm director. He was on Meet the Press yesterday. Key data point, cut number 7.
Was there money that just disappeared? Did you guys waste this money in the summer? Is this why there's a new campaign team?
No, not at all. We're conserving money right now and focusing it a little bit more smartly and a little more effectively on the states that are voting early. An important thing for folks to keep in mind is the calendar looks completely different this go around than it did in 2016. The way there's the early voting, the way that there's absentee voting, the calendar starts differently in different states. So we're smartly targeting our efforts here. Keep in mind, we've already reserved almost $200 million in television advertising from Labor Day into election. And keep in mind, when the Biden camp came out and said recently, they're going to reserve and spend over $200 million, somewhere in the 220 or 250 right. range. They've only placed about $8
million. They've only placed $8 million. The Republicans have placed $200 million. President Trump had a White House press conference yesterday. It's an important one. I'll get to it, but I just love his introductory remarks. Cut number 15.
Good to see you all. Hope you had a great weekend at your convention.
At your convention, he said. Digging the media, and I note in my Washington Post column, look, the Manhattan Beltway media and the elite that stands behind them, the editors, the producers, the brass, they hate Trump. And everybody knows they hate Trump. And the coverage of the DNC was an homage to Biden, and they will find every way they can to drag down the coverage of the RNC, but it won't work. He's a television producer, people. He's been working this. I think it'll be a fine show. We will see. He did Fox with Steve Hilton last night, starting to go deep into his one-on-one interview well. And this is what he said about China and Joe Biden to open up. Cut 16.
Okay, well, look back for the last 3.5 years. I'm the only one that ever took on China. And you saw the intelligence reports where they say China is working hard to get Joe Biden elected. If he gets elected, China will own our country. I've taken billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars in taxes out of China. I gave them to our farmers because they targeted wrongly our farmers. They thought that would put pressure on me. They could get whatever they wanted. So they target us, and it's no good. So if you look at what we've done with China, nobody's ever done to China.
Okay, and then he talked about how his convention is going to be different from the Democratic convention. Cut number 20.
It was dark.
Right.
I agree.
What are we going to see from your party next week?
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security. Basically, he said he's not going to give the big tax reduction that we're giving for people, which is a lot of money, and you have to do that. You need some stimulus during this period of time. The economy is roaring back. It's coming back. We're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about the military, what we've done and where we're going, because we need a strong military. They don't want to have a strong military.
But I just wanted to get a sense from you. What's the overall message?
I think it's positive.
Why should people vote for you?
Yeah, I think the overall is going to be a very positive as opposed to a dark, a very, very positive message. And positive on the economy. We're going to have a great year next year. You know, people find it hard to believe. You've seen the numbers. They all said, oh, we're not going to have a V. Well, the way we're going, we're going to have a super V. And we haven't even gotten the additional stimulus that...
I'm just going to put it out there. That's my nickname, Super V. And so I think I may have a misappropriation of likeness claim here, because I am Super V. And the good news is, as well, in the Telegraph this morning and in the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times, Trump is seeking to fast-track American approval of AstraZeneca if the EU, as expected, gives it an approval, the AstraZeneca vaccine. I'll be first in line, by the way. I've got asthma. I want that vaccine. And there it will be, you know, Moderna, whatever. They're all going to be efficacious to some degree. And you need just some degree of efficaciousness to develop herd immunity beyond that which is rapidly spreading among people. Trump yesterday also announced a key FDA emergency approval, cut number two.
On the therapeutics front, this is what I've been looking to do for a long time. This is a great thing. Today, I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the China virus that will save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's had an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment. And I want to thank Dr. Hahn and Secretary Azar. I want to thank the FDA, all of the people that have been working very hard on this. It showed tremendous potential. This is the only possible, and it's only made possible because of Operation Warp Speed. That is everybody working together. We're years ahead of approvals. We would be, if we went by the speed levels of past administration, we'd be 2 years, 3 years behind where we are today. And that includes in vaccines that you'll be hearing about very soon, very shortly. To deliver treatments and vaccine to save lives, we're removing unnecessary barriers and delays, not by cutting corners, but by marshaling the full power of the federal government. We provided $48 million to fund the Mayo Clinic study that tested the efficacy of convalescent plasma for patients with the virus. Through this study, over 100,000 Americans have already enrolled to receive this treatment, and it has proven to reduce mortality by 35%. It's a tremendous number. The FDA, MIT, Harvard, and Mount Sinai Hospital have also found convalescent plasma to be a very effective method of fighting this horrible disease. Based on the science and the data, the FDA has made the independent determination that the treatment is safe and very effective. Recently, we provided...
But this is just great news. And from all of us who are at some sort of risk, those of us who are over 60 with a comorbidity, I've got asthma, so I've told you that like a million times. If you would all just, if you've had the disease, go donate blood so they can take your plasma and have it available for people who get the virus and take a turn for the worse. Some of us have very mild cases. Some of you have had very mild cases, but you still have the antibody. And convalescent plasma works, and it will help more than 3 out of 10 people who get the virus who may not have as easy a time as you have. So go donate. Donate blood. Now, I also want to play for you Mark Meadows yesterday on Fox News Sunday, because he's the White House chief of staff, former leader of the Freedom Caucus. He went on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace yesterday and just bluntly stated the obvious, cut number 10.
This president will focus on the American people this week coming up. And when we look at it, that speech that Joe Biden gave was very much like a speech that he had given in 2008. But this is not about speeches. This Joe Biden has been in office for over 40 years. Politicians give speeches. What we're looking for is action. This president has shown action each and every day. Joe Biden has barely passed two bills, one of which he's trying to run away from because of the left. And when we look at it, this president accomplished more in his first 100 days than Joe Biden did in the last 40 years. It's about action. This president's willing to do that. You'll see a real difference this week when we start focusing on people that the president's policy is actually
Meadows is very good on television. Very good. Like the National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien. No, they're both friends of mine, so you can discount the lie of the green. They're both very good. Meadows was extraordinary. When Meadows took the job, he said, I'm not doing any television for, I think he said 2 months. Wanted to learn the job. They got to unleash him going in because he was very, very good yesterday. The president is his best own spokesperson, but very, very good. Peter Navarro. Oh, no, I haven't got enough time. I'll just talk about Peter after the break. Coming back with Selena Zeno, the Yinzer Report. Indians swept the Pirates 3 games in a row. Not sure she's showing up today, but we'll see. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Time for the Yinzer Report with Selena Zeno, extraordinary columnist for the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal. Everything that Selena reads, you can find at selenazito.com. Good morning, Selena. How are you?
Good morning, sunshine. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great.
You know, daughter.
The Indians beat the Pirates 3 games out of 3, so I'm fine. I'd like to play the Pirates every game this year, Selena.
Is that how that went down?
I know you were in Pit Hole or someplace like that, and that's true. People don't think I'm making it up. She actually was in Pit Hole. Were you not?
I was in Pit Hole City. I have to say, though, that I have a brand new granddaughter this week.
Bravo, Selena! Congrats! Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Number 3, little Louisa, was born last week.
Can you go see her, or are you COVID distancing?
Yeah. I've gone to see her, and she's beautiful. So I have to have a grandma moment there.
That is terrific, Louisa. So we're repopulating Pennsylvania one child at a time. I'm glad to hear. All right, Selena, the Republican National Convention this week. What do you expect to see with your eye on Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, which is burning this morning in Kenosha, sadly? What do you expect? By the way, have you been to Kenosha? I've never been to Kenosha.
Oh, Kenosha is there's several people in my book, The Great Revolt, from Kenosha. Important suburbs in Wisconsin to flip from Obama to Trump.
What do you make of these riots? What are you surprised as I am to find devastating riots? There was a police shooting. I watched the video, a man getting into a car, and it sparked rioting, and they only have 185 police. They could not control it. It's still going on, I think, as we speak. What do you make of that? Are you surprised it happened in either the shooting or the rioting in Kenosha?
Yes. And here's why I'm not surprised, though, because we've not, our authorities within our cities, including Pittsburgh, there was an incident this past weekend. Where we have not held them accountable for their initial protest. In other words, we let people break laws because in a lot of times people believe that elected officials believe, oh, they're on my side, so it's okay that they can do this, and they look the other way. And we are allowed to protest in this country. We are not allowed to destroy property. We are not allowed to make people's lives in where they live so uncomfortable that they don't want to even go home. In Pittsburgh, there's been protests, going on almost every week, sometimes every day. And the mayor has allowed it to continue. Now that it happened in front of his home, all of a sudden the protests have to stop.
Oh.
And so because there have been no consequences previously, it's hard to, the genie is out of the bottle. And or a lot, in a large part, elected officials have allowed that to happen. And now they want to put it back, and they can't. And that's the problem. You can watch television every night. You can see Portland burning. Or if you watch Twitter every night, and you watch the spot news from Chicago of the things that happened there, you understand that There are elected officials that have allowed this to get out of control, and people are watching, and they think, well, if they can do it there and not get in trouble, then I can do this too, and it'll be okay. There's no consequences anymore.
That is what happened in the aftermath of the Rodney King verdict, when a trucker was pulled, Reginald Denny, from his truck at the corner of Florence, and I can't remember, Martin Luther King, I believe, and was beaten senseless at Florence and Normandy. And no one came. I was watching it live. I had to go to work for the next week, you know, covering the riots for the next 10 days every night. But as I watched that live and the police didn't show up, the message it sent to the city is that there are no police.
Exactly.
Sure enough, the city burned.
That's exactly right. And that's the message that Portland and Chicago and places like Kenosha, just here locally in Pittsburgh, you watch that happen. The message you're sending is, hey, y'all, you can do whatever you want. And they do.
Now, there's also a very disturbing video. I don't recommend it for children, about the shooting in Kenosha. And the argument is, wasn't there an alternative to what happened? He was resisting arrest. He was resisting, but he got shot. I don't know how this will play out, but I know it's terrible for Kenosha, for the man who's shot, who's not dead. He's struggling for his life. But it's just round 1,000 in the endless amplification of the discontinuity of America, Selena. It's episode 1,000 in a series that promises no end.
Yeah. Absolutely. And some of the things that are, you know, in all of these incidents, we don't know the whole story. We see the worst part of the story. And it's really difficult to insert context after you see the worst part.
Oh, that's well put. Well, you're a great reporter, no doubt. Selena Zito, congratulations on Louisa's arrival. Have a wonderful week and help mom, and come back next week after the RNC is done. I'll be back with hour two of the first week of convention coverage for the Republicans. I am Hugh Hewitt. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.